Finance Minister tables first supplementary estimates for the 2015-2016 financial year, and bill passed to improve Jamaica's financial services sector. You're tuned into House Matters. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. The first supplementary estimates for the 2015-2016 financial year was tabled in the House of Representatives on Tuesday by Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips. It reveals that the budget has been revised upwards from $641.56 billion to $808.42 billion. With the increase, some $165 billion has been allocated for the Petrocarib debt, and approximately $3 billion has been set aside for the public sector wage bill. An additional $4 billion has been made available to the government due to the lowering of the primary surplus target by the International Monetary Fund. The estimates show an increase in the capital budget from $208.98 billion to $378.51 billion. The recurrent expenditure, however, showed a decrease in allocation from $432.57 billion to $429.9 billion. The House of Representatives on Tuesday passed two pieces of legislation which forms part of a framework in the establishment of an International Financial Services IFS hub in Jamaica. The two pieces of legislation are the Limited Partnership and General Partnership Acts. Both bills were piloted by Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton. Mr. Hilton noted that the passage of the bills comes at a time when Jamaica is making strides to also establish itself as a major node in the global logistics and trading system.
In this regard, the establishment of Jamaica as a global financial services hub is in step with this administration's focus in building a logistics-centered economy.
The IFS sector is estimated to manage private financial wealth in excess of $7 trillion US on a global basis. Minister Hilton says Jamaica is positioning itself to become a well-established, effectively regulated and transparent international business and financial services hub, which offers world-class business support and financial services to the global marketplace.
The goal is to create the framework for the development of a financial services sector where sophisticated global investors are looking for investment and banking vehicles that is able to accommodate their needs.
The new national minimum wage of $6,200 per 40-hour work week takes effect on March 1, 2016. The 10.71% increase in the minimum wage is as a result of recommendations from the Minimum Wage Advisory Commission. The increase was announced by Minister of Labour and Social Security, Dr. Fenton Ferguson, during Tuesday's sitting of the House of Representatives. Other increases include
laundry allowance for industrial security guards to be increased from $37.30 per hour to $40.30 per hour. Firearm premium allowance payable to industrial security guards to be increased from $41 per hour to $44.30 per hour. Dog handlers premium allowance payable to industrial security guard to increase from $27.58 per hour to $29.80 per hour.
The minimum wage for industrial security guards is to be increased from $8,198 per 40-hour work week or $204.97 per hour to $221.35 per hour or $8,854 per 40-hour work week. Also, the insurance coverage payable on account of security guards who are killed or injured in the line of duty is to be increased from $2 million to $2.5 million. Dr. Ferguson used the opportunity to remind employers and the working public at large that the increases in the minimum wage presented establishes a minimum standard or threshold for the payment of wages to the categories of workers identified.
Too often, employers take these benchmark minimum wage figures as the norm, overlooking the fact that they represent the minimum wages recommended to be paid. In this regard, the government is appealing to those employers who can pay wages which are higher than the wages set out in the order to do so.
The increase in the minimum wage for industrial security guards constitutes an increase of 8% from the previous rates established in January 2014. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.